Under the centre of the Timor Sea, between the northwest of Australia and Timor-Leste, rests an estimated $40 billion worth of oil and gas. The area known as Greater Sunrise is at the heart of a maritime boundary dispute between the two countries. Timor-Leste, otherwise known as East Timor, took Australia to international conciliation in The Hague last week for a first-of-its-kind hearing. The Timorese argue that a 2006 treaty should be scrapped in light of revelations that Australia spied on Timorese cabinet rooms during negotiations. Rodney Lewis is a Sydney-based attorney and human rights advocate.
Timor-Leste wants a bigger share. But what they say is, we are now a sovereign nation and we want sovereign maritime boundaries and borders.
In 2012, then Prime Minister of Timor-Leste, Xanana Gusmão, discovered that Australian intelligence eavesdropped on confidential conversations during negotiations for a treaty signed in 2006. President of the Australian Institute of International Affairs, Richard Broinowski, explains.
The offices of the cabinet in East Timor, in Dili, were bugged by ASIS, the Australian Security Intelligence Service. Under the guise of aid workers, they went in to construct the cabinet offices, and they bugged the walls. And this was actually done. So that was a black mark for Australia.
Australia argued in last week's hearing that the Conciliation Commission does not have jurisdiction over the dispute, claiming that in the 2006 treaty, both parties agreed to a 50-50 split on profits from the reserves and to pause maritime boundary discussions for 50 years. In a statement to FSRN, a spokesperson for the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade wrote that Timor-Leste should abide by those treaty obligations. Abel Gutierrez is Timor-Leste's ambassador to Australia. He attended the compulsory conciliation hearings last week.
No, Timor-Leste arguing that it has a right to pursue its maritime border.
What bearing did Australia's bugging of the 2006 treaty agreements have on the decision of Timor-Leste to take Australia to arbitration?
Well, in a sense, Timor-Leste felt betrayed in a way that the negotiation for those temporary arrangements was not done in good faith. And so under the treaty laws, that becomes invalid.
The oil and gas in Greater Sunrise was discovered in 1974, a year before Indonesia invaded Timorese territory. Australia brokered a deal decades later in 2003 in which it claimed 80% of the largest part of the Greater Sunrise deposits. Broinowski says Australia took advantage of what was then a new country with this disproportionate agreement.
Here's a desperately underdeveloped country of 900,000 people, a million people, very small, and the president and the cabinet want that money to develop the infrastructure of their country. That's not greed, that's perfectly acceptable and perfectly understandable. The other thing to say is that Australia is an immensely rich country, point one. Why would we want 80 or 90% of this offtake? That is greed on Australia's part, in my view.
The Australian government argues it was only seeking to quickly clarify a long-standing maritime boundary issue. The disputed area was called the Timor Gap in a 1989 treaty with Indonesia, the then occupying power in East Timor. Sister Susan Connolly is with the Timor Sea Forum, an organisation that supports East Timor's campaign to determine its boundaries with Australia.
Timor's case is that it has been asking Australia for the last 14 years to sit down and to discuss the setting of an internationally recognised maritime boundary in the Timor Sea. Unfortunately, Australia has not come to the party and has been satisfied to commandeer Timor into signing various temporary resource agreements.
The Court of Arbitration will decide on the matter within the year. Then, if the Conciliation Commission orders the two countries to negotiate a permanent maritime boundary, Broinowski says that the sites of both parties will remain fixed on the Greater Sunrise. Georgia Clark, FSRN, Sydney, Australia.